proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about the 91st Psalm, we again delve into the subject of divine deliverance and the assurance that the author of that psalm had in God's deliverance. He continued to affirm his trustworthiness in God. The author of Psalm 91 promised his readers that, quote, "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked," unquote. Some people become perplexed as to why God seemingly allowed evildoers to prosper. Asaph, who was one of King David's choral directors, fell into that category. In Psalm 73, Asaph exclaimed, quote, "Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency," unquote. He had doubts about the wisdom of trying to live righteously, while wrongdoers seemingly to flourish. Asaph's attitude changed, however, after he entered into the temple. There he came to realize, quote, "How are they, the wicked, how are they brought into desolation, as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors," unquote. Furthermore, Asaph noted, quote, "As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image," unquote. A just and a righteous God cannot, and indeed will not, allow evildoers to go unpunished. As he told Moses in the 34th chapter of the book of Exodus, he will, quote, "by no means clear the guilty," unquote. Even in the midst of calamitous events, the writer of Psalm 91 did not question God's capability of delivering his people, nor did he doubt his willingness to do so. Thus the author reaffirmed that his audience would see God vindicate himself in this matter. The writer also reminded his readers, quote, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is in my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh by thy dwelling," unquote. This assertion echoes a statement that Moses made to the Israelites when, in the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, he told them that if they obeyed God, quote, "The Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee," unquote. God would protect those who took refuge in him. He would protect them from dangers, external and internal. If Moses were indeed the true author of Psalm 91, he may have reflected back upon a certain incident recorded in Numbers 14. On that occasion, God grew angry with the Israelites and told Moses that, quote, "I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them. I will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they," unquote. Moses interceded on behalf of the Israelites, dissuading God from carrying out his announced intention. Not long after this event, according to Numbers chapter 21, God sent fiery serpents to kill Israelites for complaining about his leadership. When the survivors repented and cried out for deliverance, God instructed Moses to make a brazen serpent and stick it on a pole. On that occasion, God promised that, quote, "Everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live," unquote. God remained faithful to his word. The narrative stated that, quote, "If a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he had lived." God is renowned for tempering his justice with mercy. He showed mercy on the Israelites in not killing all who had complained. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.